All right, footy fans, get ready to join the chat as we talk everything about footy here at the NRL Live Chat 2.0 podcast. Here are your hosts, EJ and Breno.
Good evening, footy fans. Welcome to our first podcast, NRL Chat 2.0. I'm Breno, and I'm joined by the one and the only PJ. How are you doing, PJ?
Going well, man. I'm very excited. Our first ever podcast. We're big fans of footy, and we love to talk about it. So Absolutely. Let's get it on.
Yeah. Made by the fans, for the fans. Don't forget to join in on the chat. Should be a great round of football coming into round 7. But we'll just have a quick look at the current ladder before all the games kick off. Looking at the bottom 9 teams.
Yep, the Bunnies, unfortunately, in last spot. They're coming. We'll go up this week, I'm hopeful. The Titans are in there, still winless, but in 16th spot. The Bulldogs and the Knights have 2 wins and 4 losses. The Dragons are in 13th with 3 wins and 3 losses. The West Tigers, 12th. Parramatta, 11th after a good win last week. The Broncos and the Roosters in 10th and 9th, both with even records of 3-3.
There you go. So yeah, coming into the top 8. Seagulls hanging in there. They've dropped down a little bit. Warriors, they've dropped down to 7th as well. Poor old Panthers, they've actually popped up a little bit. They've been hot and cold this year. Dolphins have fallen off the top, sitting in 5th. You got Raiders and Cowboys in 3rd and 4th, Storm in 2nd, and the Sharks just hanging in there on top. Good on the Sharks. They haven't been up there for a little while. All right, well, let's get into the round. So the first game of the round is Roosters versus Storm. There you go. What do you think about this one?
Well, it's a 49th meeting between the Roosters and the Storm. Storm have won 29 and the Roosters have 19 wins. Tedesco and Sam Walker's back, which means the Roosters are going to be stronger than what they had last week. Jonah Pezzett's made the extended bench, and Nelson Asofa Solomon is back as well for the Storm. I think this is going to be a real tight match.
That's great how you can pronounce his name. I've got no hope of that. Tupou's scored 5 tries in his last 6 games this year, so he's looking solid. Both teams coming off a win, so it'll be a very interesting game to kick it off this week on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Who's your tip?
I think I've got Storm on this one, only just, but like I said, it should be a good one. Yeah,
Storm just, I reckon.
But who knows, like I said, Tedesco's back, so they've got a few players back. They could be hard to beat at home, but, you know, Storm seemed to do it. Come out of nowhere. Okay, what's happening in Game 2?
The Game 2 is Friday night, 6 o'clock. It's the Dragons, St. George Illawarra Dragons, up against the New Zealand Warriors. They've played 37th matchup, and this surprised me, Breno. 24 wins for the Dragons, just 12 for the Warriors. The Dragons are a bit of a bogey team.
There you go.
Jack Bird's out, but Matt Finau's in, and I think he's a great player. So I think Dragons will be a bit better for that. They had a really good win against a pretty average West Tigers team last week. But the Warriors, for me, are the tip. You know, they were great against Manly. Should have won it. 22-all draw, and they've played some really good football this year. I can't see the Dragons in this game at all.
No, I can't go past the Warriors. The Dragons, they've been really poor this year. They got a good win last week. Looking solid. And Zach Lomax's 100th NRL appearance. Mitch Barnett's also playing his 150th NRL game, so a couple of milestones there.
Nice.
So something to play for the Dragons as well.
Yeah. Zach Lomax has been amazing on the wing. for the Dragons. He moves back to the centre this week. So we'll see how that goes. But Nickel Clodstad, Tuivasa-Sheck, Dragons for mine. Sean Johnson's been, Warriors for mine, sorry. Sean Johnson's been in amazing form.
Oh, absolutely.
I just can't see anything but a Warriors 13-plus win here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So what's happening in Game 3, the later game on Friday night, Brenner?
So Game 3, Eels versus the Dolphins. as we said before, Eels sitting down in 11th. Dolphins up in 5th. They dropped down a little bit after that loss last week. But I think I've tipped the Dolphins for this one. I did tip the Eels. I think I thought about tipping the Dolphins, but I went, oh, because I'm just struggling to tip the Eels this year. That every time I tip them, they lose. But
it's only the second time they've played each other. Okay. And Parramatta won the first matchup, so that was interesting, I thought. Mike Acevo is back on an extended bench, but Parramatta were great last week. They played some really good football against the Cowboys. The Dolphins hung with Brisbane for a while there, but even without Adam Reynolds, Broncos were too strong. Yeah. So Edric Lee's back. Sean O'Sullivan's back. Big loss, Tabuai Fadeau for the Warriors, for the Dolphins, sorry. Mm. But I still see the Dolphins getting home in this one. It'll be a close game. Parramatta played good football last week. I think they'll back that up, but it won't be good enough to beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, okay. You heard it here first. Should be another good game. Okay, Game 4.
Game 4. So this is the Bathurst game, Brenno. Yes. I'm not sure if you're aware. It's the Panthers up against the West Tigers. Panthers off a bye last week.
Mm-hmm.
They're welcoming back Scott Sorensen and Tyrone Peachy's into the lineup. Sonny Luke's out. Up against the West Tigers, who were pretty bad last week against the Dragons. A lot of drop ball, a lot of broken continuity in the attack. This is the 41st time they played each other. Panthers 25 wins, West Tigers 15. Probably doesn't surprise me.
There you go. I don't have much to say about this one, I don't think, with looking at the
Panthers 13 plus.
Panthers easy. It's gonna be a hard one for the Tigers, unfortunately for them. But they're starting to come into a little bit of form. But I think Panthers their lineup's just way too strong, and that has been for the last 4 years. So
yeah, well, the Panthers have won 10 in a row daytime games, and this is a daytime game. But on the flip side, the West Tigers have beaten the Panthers 3 times out of the last 7.
Yeah.
So they're up for it, for an upset. I think they're up for an upset. But Panthers 13 plus for me. I just can't go past them.
Yep.
All righty. So that's a 3 o'clock game. What's happening in the 5:30 game, Brenner?
So we have Titans up against the Sea Eagles. There's not much to talk about this one either, I don't think. But poor old Titans. They're probably going to be sitting on the bottom after this week. But who knows? They might surprise us. Seagulls have been pretty good this year, I feel. Only sitting in 8th, but they've had a couple of bad losses and then draw last week. So I've definitely tipped the Seagulls for this one.
Yeah, Seagulls and Roosters, I think, are playing very similar football. They come out 1 week and play fantastic and beat a good side and really put on some points. And then the next week, you're just like, where did all of that go, And Manly have had a couple of games like that. The Dragons' loss was one of them. Yeah. They just really struggled to do anything that looked like a first-grade team that day. But the Titans, they played the spoil game last week against the Raiders, who are top four, so fair enough, They're a good side, but they still couldn't get the win.
Yeah, it was a little bit unlucky. 21-20. Yeah.
Yep.
Almost. Almost.
This is the 27th time they've played each other, and this stat surprised me as well. Manly have 14 wins, and the Titans have 12. So really even between these two teams.
Hmm. There you go.
But Jaden Campbell's out. He's a big loss for Titans.
Yep.
And Manly, Jason Saab's back after that hamstring injury in round one. Matt Lodge is back. Nathan Brown's back. Ruben Garrick's back. So they've got some really good players coming back into a team against a beat-up, down-on-confidence, down-on-form Gold Coast team. I'm picking 13 plus here for Manly as well.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. That brings us into game number six.
Are we on game Saturday? Number six. Yeah. So that's a late game, 7:30. Broncos up against the Raiders. I'm calling this the match of the round. Broncos played some fantastic football last week against the Dolphins. Really put them to the sword when it was really close. Raiders, hard-fought win against, like I said, the Titans, who were giving them everything. So this will be a really good matchup, I feel. Jordan Pereira's back. Marty Tapau's back. I think he's on an extended bench. The team list has just come out. He is up against the Raiders. Nick Kotrick's back. I don't know which way to go here, Breno, to be honest. I think this will be a very close matchup. They've played 57 times. Broncos 32 wins, Raiders 23.
Yeah, I think because Broncos are at home as well, and Raiders last week, they almost got beaten by the Titans, so it makes you have a think about it. But they've been up on the top from the beginning of the season, but I think Broncos might start putting it together and beat the Raiders, I reckon.
Mm.
That's my tip.
Yeah, the Broncos are paying $1.39. So yeah, they're very short-priced. Yeah. Very short-priced favourites, the Brisbane Broncos. But Canberra, a good side. Like, they shouldn't be underestimated.
No, absolutely, I think, not. They can good at the upset.
Push it to the wire. Yeah. All right, what's happening in Game 7? Your Newcastle Knights are on.
Game 7, yes. The Newcastle Knights are, well, it's Bulldogs, I should say. They're the home team taking on the Knights at Accor Stadium. Obviously, I'm a Knights supporter. I do have a little bit of a bias. I will be tipping the Knights. I think it'll be close. I really do. Unless, Ponga and that can fire up and do what they do and score some points for a change, that would be good.
I thought it was interesting. Blake Taff's back. But he's on the bench after the concussion he suffered a few weeks ago. Connor Tracy, I absolutely rate Connor Tracy. I think the Sharkies were mad letting him go. He played just about every position in the back line for the Sharks and did an amazing job every time and somehow ends up as a surplus player. The Bulldogs have picked him up. They've slotted him into number one. And this is the kind of game you want to come into. You know, the Knights aren't in super form, you know. He can really show what he's got. Blake Taff's been amazing, I think, for the Bulldogs in a pretty average team most of the time.
Yeah.
Him and Kickow have easily been the best two players in form.
Yeah, been playing great. Yeah, especially coming into starting to look at Origin. Yeah, they might be putting their hands up for it. Josh Adokar's scored 21 tries in 22 games at Accor Stadium. So he's the one to look out for. Yeah. And it's Adam Elliott's 150th NRL appearance. Good on you, Adam. Go the Knights. I've tipped the Knights.
Yep, I think I'll be tipping the Knights. But Josh Curran, he's been one of the best forwards for the Bulldogs this year. He could be the difference, you know, if he really stands up with Kikau and lays a platform for the Bulldogs to get some field position.
Yeah,
Could be, even though they're questionable in the halves and the creativity in the halves, I just still don't see Hutchinson as a seven. I think Matt Burton's a three or a four. He's not a six. I still think they're lacking in the halves, and that could cost them. But Kalyn Ponga, I mean, he must be put together with Hayben and Plasticine at the moment. I thought he was injured last week. I thought he was going to be out this week. Yeah, they've sticky taped him back together. Yeah. You know, if he's on the field.
He's holding him together.
Yeah, if he's on the field, mate, he's absolutely a chance. And Jack Cogger has been amazing this year, I think, for the Newcastle Knights too.
If they can wave their magic and score a few points, I think their Bulldogs might be in trouble. But we will have to wait and see for this one. It should be a close one, but I'm, Knights.
And did I do the matchups? Bulldogs, no. Knights, 56th matchup.
Yep.
Bulldogs 28, Knights 26.
Yeah, right, very close.
With one draw. So 56 matchups. Very, very even between those two teams.
Definitely.
Right, well, so that brings us to the final round.
Last game of the round. Here we go.
Final game, Sharkies, Cowboys, first versus fourth. So probably should be match of the round, but I'm still going to stick with Broncos at home against the Raiders. I think that's going to be an absolute cracking match. But Sharkies have hit top spot. Congratulations to all my Sharkies fans as a Shire boy. I know there's plenty of you out there. So Sharks are number one. Enjoy it for this week. They got there by pumping my Rabbitohs, 34-22. Sharks and North Queensland Cowboys have met 57 times. This amazed me. Sharks 37 and Cowboys 19.
Yeah.
Sharks have definitely been the stronger team out of these two. So that surprised me. But when you look at the other stats, the Sharks have won 10 of their past 11 against the Cowboys. It kind of backs up that statistic. The Sharks have had a good run.
This will be a good game. Yeah, I definitely for the last game of the round, it's worth waiting for. Sharks won 10 of their past 11 games against the Cowboys. Wow.
Huge.
We'll see what happens.
Yep. Hamlin Ueli's back. That's a great that's a great in for the Sharks. Another big bopping forward. Samuel Stonestreet's on the wing. I don't know who he is. Katoa's out, but Samuel Stonestreet, good luck, mate. All the best in your first game. Yep. Welcome to first grade.
And
the Cowboys are missing Murray Tuilagi.
Scott Drinkwater's 100th game as well. So there's lots of milestones happening this weekend.
Yep.
Something to play for.
Yep, and the Sharks wingers, Renato Militello, has scored 30 tries in 27 matches at PointsBet Stadium. That is a stunning stat. You know, the last player I remember with a statistic like that, Alex Johnston, and Rabbitohs won the comp that year. So,
haven't heard
came into
her.
First grade, absolutely killed it. So, Sharkies sitting top spot with one of the best wingers in the comp, probably the best winger in the comp, Renato Militello. Those two tries last week, amazing. And that offload, I've watched the video 100 times. I still can't understand how he got that offload out and set up that try as well.
What's your tip on this one?
Oh, I'm sitting on the fence, actually. I need to put my tips in by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think the Sharks at home, but I'm still yet to lock it in, Eddie. Yeah.
I've actually locked mine in. I've got the Cowboys, but this one's going to be really close, I think. And Sharks at home, I think, they could just be the enough for them to have the edge. But both teams playing pretty good this year. Should be a good one. Like you said, it should be the match of the round. But
it should be,
We'll see.
The interesting statistic, though, Brent, I don't know if you know this, but the Cowboys have 149 points against. They have the second worst defence in the comp. Worse than the Gold Coast, who technically have only played five games. Only the Rabbitohs have a defence worse than the Cowboys at this stage.
There you go.
I just realised that. The thing that makes that not so bad, they are the number one attacking team. 177 points. Scored more than anyone else. The next closest is the Raiders with 154.
Yeah, right. There you go. You've heard it all here first, everyone. And don't forget to comment away, everyone, and let us know what your thoughts are and join in on the chat. Make sure you check out our chat each round. We post it up on the Thursday. Get in there and have your say about the games, a bit of banter. Put your predictions in there. Put your multis in there. Talking about multis, how's PJ's multi going to go this week?
Oh, PJ's tip of the week. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Write this one down. Warriors 13+ over the Dragons, into Manly 13+ over the Titans, into Panthers 13+ over the West Tigers, into Dolphins 1-12. I don't know what it's going to pay. I haven't put it in the sports bet app yet, but gamble responsibly. I think that one's going to get up.
Nice work. Yeah, we'll have to put a couple of dollars on that, see what happens. If it doesn't see come in, you're in trouble.
Hey, and before we go, Breno, one quick question for you. What do you think of Golden Point after the 22-all draw last week? What do you think of Golden Point? Stay or go?
Two games that have had the Golden Point last round. Look, it can stay, but I think there needs to be a couple of changes. I've heard there's a lot of commentary about different point systems and that, but I personally think if the golden point should go, it shouldn't be golden point, it should be got to win by 2 points. So that gives... So instead of having a field goal contest like they always seem to do, like the last couple of minutes, all they're doing is trying to slot a field goal. At least go for a four-pointer or a two-point field goal, or got to kick 2 field goals. But that's what I think anyway, just to make it a bit more interesting and not just a field goal contest. Otherwise, yeah, a draw is a draw. I'm happy with a draw if they've both been playing well and you can't divide the points. I don't know what's
I'm
your
going
thoughts.
To sit on the other side of the fence, Breno. I hate a draw. I hate walking out of a stadium with a drawn game. I didn't win. I didn't lose. I don't like draws at all. I love Golden Point, mostly because we had Adam Reynolds, who would kick field goals all the time. And I remember one game against the Dragons. I think it was a semi-final. I was there, and he kicked 3 field goals in one game to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. So I don't like Golden Point as much anymore now he's gone. But
need to find a good kicker.
I will say I don't mind the fact that it's a field goal competition, basically. I don't like draws. I don't like going home not knowing that we won or lost. And now, you know, the Manly one that happened the other day with the Warriors, it's very rare. You know, it's very rare that no one can score a point. In that 10-minute period. So I think that just adds a little bit more excitement for the fans. But I understand people having that different point of view. But let us know in the comments what you think. Golden Point, does it stay or does it go? Or maybe have you got an idea of a different way we could do it that's equal for both teams?
Absolutely. I do remember last year, Knights and Manly, that was being a draw. I can't remember what the score was. I think it was about 22 or 24 all or something like that, but yeah. So they did it last year as well, Manly. So anyway,
yeah, nice. Yeah.
I think that brings us to the end, does it, PJ? Unless there's anything else you want to have a chat about, or
yeah, no, I think it's good. Thanks for everyone for watching, let us know in the comments what you think about the podcast. Any questions you've got for us? Maybe you want to hear about our opinion on the video referee. Brenner?
That's,
do we want to talk about that now? Maybe next week.
That could be a whole episode on its own. It's it could go a bit nasty, but anyway.
It could go pear-shaped,
We'll leave it there.
Thanks again, everyone.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. Come back next week. We'll do it all over again. Keep the chat coming. We'll love seeing your comments and predictions on each post each week and in our live chat. Okay, that's it. Good night. See you, PJ.
Go the Bunnies against the Bye.
Yeah, go the Bye. Oh, what?
And go the Knights.
Go the Knights.